Okay, in the last video, we covered effectively steps one and two of walking through really big decisions. Step one was separate the desire from the decision. Step two was the time machine walk, so where you're trying two alternate futures. Now, you don't have to use these practices. This is just a very powerful one. Let's say you get to the point, maybe you do the time machine walk and you have some clarity. And you know that, yeah, I got to make this very big decision with lots of implications, potentially irreversible, and certainly going to impact a lot of people. Then you move to the next step, which is step three in any big decision, which is I recommend you initiate a landing sequence. Now, here's how the initiating the landing sequence works. Now, I was at a time in my life, I was making a decision actually to leave the very big church that I was a part of. And at the time, I didn't have a really clear next step, but I could feel that what was going on for me, even though I was having impact and even though I was really making kind of the impact I wanted to make, it was losing life for me. And things were getting heavier and heavier. And usually that's an indication that something isn't quite right and I need to probably move to the next thing, whatever that is in my own calling. And as I was making that decision, I had a mentor and a coach who said to me, look, Shane, you may be really clear this is what you want, but you're actually not ready to make the decision. And he said, it's a bit like jumping off a cliff. Instead of jumping off a cliff where you can't reverse that, start installing stairs off the edge of the cliff to take you down to the place you want to be. Because every one of those steps you install is actually reversible. And your body can withstand what's going to happen when it lands instead of trying to jump off of it. And so the same metaphor is you can get a plane on the ground one of two ways. You can crash it or you can land it. One way is going to go a lot faster. The other way is going to create a reversible sequence. And so that's what I mean by a landing sequence. It's what a pilot does to bring a plane in to land is they initiate a series of steps, all of which are reversible, all the way down to the point of touchdown, where they're adjusting airspeed, velocity, flaps on their plane, all that thing, all that stuff they're working is a landing sequence. And so in your own life, the same can happen. So what I began to do was I said, okay, got it. I'm going to start to initiate a series of steps. Every one of those steps is reversible that I can move towards a desired future, whatever that future might be. So in my case, I had been getting calls from CEOs that wanted me to work with them to help their companies. And that was really inspiring to me. And I was totally alive by that idea. But I actually didn't have a whole lot of technical experience doing that. I led a very big, complex church, but I hadn't been a coach of CEOs. And so I began a series of steps. And so I started taking little consulting gigs here and there on the side next to my main job. I began to take trainings. I began to have more conversations with other people who did what I wanted to do for a living. And as I had these conversations and did all these things, I was able to initiate a departure from the church that had a nice long lead time that was helpful to them, it was helpful to me, and I was able to exit almost seamlessly into this new world that I was so excited about. And in the process, I was able to hand the baton to a new leader in the church, and it worked really beautifully and really smoothly. And so here's what it means to initiate a landing sequence. There are three basic ingredients anytime you want to initiate a landing sequence. And this can be in your personal life. If you're looking at ending a relationship, if you're looking at starting a relationship, think about these things. First is consider the smaller steps. Just take whatever that big decision is and break it into what are those smaller pieces that I know that I've got that I could try that could be reversible. You know, in the case of ending a relationship, it's like a trial separation. Some people think that's cowardice. It's actually a very smart thing to do. It gives you a chance to go, what does this feel like? And it's reversible. And so it allows for that kind of experimentation. And that's really leads to the next one, which is make sure this is reversible. So each step should have the quality of a reversible step. Meaning if you've got a staircase and each step is about a foot, every one of those you can go back up. But if you install a step that's 10 feet down, you jump off that step, you're not going to be able to get back up. And so you got to think about designing smaller steps that are reversible. And the last one is make it kind of experimental. Find those steps that can be experimental, that are a small microcosm of the larger decision you need to make, to see what would happen. So sometimes in an organization, what you can do is you could say, look, we want to do a whole redesign or a reorganization, or we want to do a whole new strategy, or we want to find a whole new approach. Find a smaller subset of the companies. Find a frontline business unit. Find a particular location in your organization that you could play the experiment out and get some testing data and feedback before you actually roll it out company-wide. That could be in your own life as well. So that's what initiating a landing sequence is. Again, when it comes to big decisions, separate the desire from the decision, consider a time machine walk, and then initiate a landing sequence so that you can make those smaller steps much easier. And in the next video, I'll introduce you to the last piece, which is finding your courage.